Sing it one more time. Holy Spirit, move me now. Move me now. Make my life whole again. Spirit, move. Spirit, move.
Jesus Christ's name we worship. Amen. In Jesus Christ's name we worship.
Amen.
Brethren, tonight is a night of prayer. It's a night of encounter. It's a night that destiny will change.
Amen.
I want you to be expectant, but I want you to pray one prayer before you go and sit down. I want you to pray. This is the number 11, November. The 11th month. I want you to ask for 11th hours miracle. I want you to ask. I don't know your expectation. Those things you'll be expecting from January till now. Oh, ask God to bring it to pass this month. Ask God that I want 11th hour miracle. 11th hour miracle. All those areas of your life that you've given up already, that you say is over, ask God. He's a God that never late. Oh, Father, in the name that is above all that name, give me an 11th hour miracle. 11th hour now. 11th hour miracle. Jesus, I ask for 11th hour. 11th hour miracle, Daddy. 11th hour miracle. 11th hour miracle. That my blessing that I've been hanging since January. Lord, let it come now, Baba. Let there be manifestation now, now, now. Daddy Jehovah, Lord, give me 11th hour miracle, Lord. Daddy, I receive it with thanksgiving. Daddy, we thank you. Thank you for your church. Blessed be your name. Daddy, we appreciate you for what you've been doing since January to this hour. We are not taking you for granted, Daddy. Thank you for miracle of sleeping and waking up, Daddy. Lord, thank you. Thank you for safe journey message. Thank you for good health. Daddy, thank you. Thank you for safe deliveries. Thank you. Thank you for addition, Daddy. Thank you for your church that is marching forward, that the gate of hell cannot prevail. We appreciate you, O Lord. We just honor you. Be thou glorified. In Jesus Christ's name we worship. In Jesus Christ's name we worship. Praise the Lord. Let us have our seat. I want us. Thank you so much, choir. I want us to do me. Please, can you help me with this volume a little bit? I will appreciate it if we can move forward a little bit. Let's move forward. Let's move forward. As you are moving forward, you are having progress, unlimited progress. Please, let's move forward. If there is empty seat in your front, you've not moved. Let's occupy the first three rows, then we start moving. If there is any empty seat in your front, you did not move. Let's move. I'm waiting on you. As you are progressing, God will be advancing you. No restriction for you. So I want us to start to move forward. Please move forward. Please move forward. Move forward. Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate God for your life and my life. And I want to thank Him specially for giving us the opportunity to see today. many. They have everything that it takes. That if it's possible for them to buy life, they can buy it. But they are no more today. Why don't you give him glory and say, Father, I thank you. Thank you. It's not because you are the best Christian. There's so many that are holy, more dedicated, more serving, but there are no more today. I want to thank God. You are not in the emergency this hour. You're not in the ICU where they are putting tube, everything. They are sitting by your side, whether you make another minute. Why don't you give him glory and say, Father, honor to your name. Honor, honor. You may not be where you want to be, but you are not where enemy wants you to be. That's why you should give him glory. Daddy, we thank you. We just give you glory. Take all the honor, Daddy. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Tonight, our pastors, they are not here. They are now at Dallas. They are doing the work of God. They are now at Pastor's Wife's Forum. You may say, Pastor's Wife's Forum, why did Pastor go? Because they asked them to bring their husband. Yes. But tonight they are hanging out. That those of them that managed to bring their husband, and he will visit us tonight. I want you to be highly expectant tonight. Tonight is not an ordinary night. You've already started by asking for 11th hour miracles. I don't know those things that you've already given up. I want you to know that God is never late. He's timely. And it doesn't take God 1 hour to do your stuff. Those things that you've been thinking is difficult. The Bible said there's nothing too difficult for him to do. So tonight, I'm going to be talking to us about a sermon that I've tried to, I will fulfill my destiny. To some people, it may be a statement, but to me, it's a declaration, it's a prophecy. And say, in the name of Jesus, I will fulfill destiny. I don't know about you. Maybe there are one or two more people in the house. I want to say it with prayerfully that I, Segun Olowookere, will fulfill destiny. So what do we understand by the word fulfill? Fulfill means to accomplish, right? To achieve something means to fulfill. And what is destiny? Destiny is what God has packaged for your life, even before you were born. Right? Before the mom and dad do that stuff, God has already ordained. So there's nobody that comes to this world without a purpose. So another name, I mean, synonyms, is, or for destiny is a purpose. Some people call it fate. People call it your blueprint. That this is, I mean, it's so essential that people go anywhere. They go to cycle, they go to prophet, the fake and the new one. They go anywhere, the palm reader, just to have a little glimpse about their destiny. And even the wicked ones, those of us that are from Africa, there are some people. When they deliver a newborn baby, they will try to go and find out about the destiny of that baby so that they can manipulate it. So that's why I want us to look at that. Destiny is so fragile that it can be enhanced, it can also be truncated. And tonight, what we are going to be talking is the part of that area that I'm not going to talk about the enhancement, because while we are talking about the factor that can truncate our destiny, we'll be able to see what will enhance our destiny. So the topic again is, I will fulfill my destiny. And I'm going to be focusing on the factors that can truncate, that can make people not to be able to fulfill their destiny. I'm going to group them into three categories. The category one is the individual that has the destiny. The second category is the parent of that individual. And the third category is the root of that individual, where you come from, your origin. Those are the three major factors that affect people's destiny. Let's talk about the individual for now. We want to just look at individual. How can an individual really destroy their own destiny? Is it possible for somebody to be his own enemy? But we find out that so many people that their own, they it's not witches, it's not witcher. It's just themselves. Let's start with the association you have, the people you hang out with. So many of us, we are where we are today because of the type of friendship we keep. We lost so many opportunities. We find ourselves in a terrible mess that is unspeakable. Many join association because of friends, and when they get to that place, after the initiation, they won't be able to come out. We've seen so many people, those of us that watch African movies, see a lot of things. Even in this country, there are a lot of cult everywhere. See those back riders, their frontality, their cult. If you see them, you'll be thinking they just like to ride together. No. They are so deep that if you don't know them and you go, just go and buy a bike and then you wear their jacket, you will know. And you see some of them when they are really out, you will see the type of jacket, see the type of thing they have at the back of their jacket. Some will put skull, some will put axe. So this type of people, they follow the type of association they follow, and at the end of the day, they ruin their life. Another thing I want you to look at the individual is what we call the weakness in individual. All of us here, you know your weakness. Is there anybody here that doesn't know his weak point? You know. One thing I want you to know is that devil also know your weak point. And devil will not come to you where you are strong. It will come to you through your weak points. And many people, because they did not ask for the grace of God concerning their weak point, they missed so many. They lost it completely. There's so many in the Bible. Let's look at the story of, we know that man called Gehazi. He's the, more or less, the servant of Elisha. Elisha had received double portion of Elijah's anointing. So Gehazi is qualified to receive double portion of Elisha's power. But because of lust and greed. There was a story of Assyrian army general. His name is Naaman. That he came to meet Elisha for healing. And Elisha asked him to go and wash himself. After washing, this man become... you want to look at the 2 Kings chapter 5, that's where the story is. But this man came, he was so dazed that so he can be healed of this incurable disease. And he brought present for the prophet to take. The prophet said, no, I will not take anything. But the brother Gehazi said, no. When you get to verse 21 of that Bible passage, 2 Kings chapter 5, from verse 21 to verse 26, you see how this man pursued Naaman and collected, he just lied, said, as you have seen me now, some son of prophet has just come in, and the master said you should give me 2 bags of the silver. So the man gave everything and went back. And when he came, verse 26, and the man of God said, oh, Gehazi, where have you been to? Me? I've not been to anywhere. I'm just here. And he said one word. He said, let the leprosy of Lema stick unto you and to your generation. So the little mistake one made may destroy the destiny of the generation to come. Tidat-Gehazi become the grandfather of all the lepers. That wasn't, those people are coming behind. That wasn't their own destiny. But somebody messed up. I don't know your own situation. Many of us, we are passing through problems that we don't even know the origin. When you look at it, you cannot figure out. You break, you do everything. You see yourself, you are living right. But still, things are not working. You cannot figure it out. Maybe somebody down the line have done something bad. So people like Gehazi, they lost it. What about Samson? Samson's a wonderful child that angel came to announce to the parent. If you look at Judges 13, 1 to 5 there, the angel came and told the woman, you seem to be barren, but from today, you are going to conceive a baby. And these are the things. This baby, no razor should touch the head. It will be a Nazarite. And you, the mother, you should not take any fermented drinks. So they gave everything, specification, that this baby is special. It's going to be the deliverer of the Israelite from the Philistine. God empowered this baby right from the stomach. When you see after delivery of this baby, right immediately, look at Judges 14. Started having interest in ladies, foreign ladies, ladies that are the enemy of. So he was, Tamar was the first lady that he wanted to marry. And the parents said, why do you want to go to that place? Can't you find another lady around this place? Said, no, I just want it. So the lady, parent also failed there. You know, there's an adage in my language that it's only one I have that killed them. They're supposed to put their foot down that you cannot do this. But because that's the only boy they have, say, okay, just go ahead. We will follow you. So by the time Samson finished with all the mess that he was doing, he died as what? As a blind man. The person that's supposed to be the leader, to be leading, to be the judge, to destroy the Philistine, he become a captive. They pluck out the two eyes at the lap of Delilah. He was thinking the power was still there. He said he will still go out. If you look at Judges 16, verse 20, they say want to go out as before, that the power is still there. But the Bible said he did not know that the Lord has left him. There are so many people that God has left because of the lost. I want you to x-ray your life today and check. Is God still with you? God left him, but he didn't know. I want you to check so that your destiny will not be truncated. I want you to be very, very conscious of what is going on in your life. Samson messed up. There's another person that I want us to look at. It's Achan. Do we know Achan in the Bible? Achan is part of the Israelite that left. They left Egypt. God promised them a promised land. That is their destiny. And when they were fighting the battle of Jericho, in Joshua chapter 5 there, they fought and Joshua told them, please don't take anything from this place. That everything here is consecrated to the Lord. Please don't take anything. And Achan, he refused to listen. What did he do? He saw a Babylonian garment. And he said, this one is good for my dress. He collected it, took some silver and gold and hid it. So after the defeat of Jericho, there's another small town, a small city rather, that Joshua just thought there's no need to send a full army. He sent about 3,000, but they were beaten, hands down. And Joshua has to go to God. I said, but this is not what you told me. He said, anywhere I go, you will go with me. Why are we suffering defeat? And God said, there's a costing in the camp. And because of that, he's not going to go with them again. So they cast a lot, and it fell on Achan. When you get to Joshua 7, you see the story there, 19 to 26. So Joshua called the man out. Why did you do this? And he gave all the story. To cut a long story short, Achan, his children, even the livestock suffer. You can imagine, everything that the man has, they put them together, they roasted them, and put a big stone on them. That's how the destiny of Achan was truncated, because of lust. Did you check yourself? Is there any lust in your life? Watch it so that your destiny will not be truncated. Many of us, we never satisfy with what we have. We want to buy the same shoe. That dress, that sister, we are to that church. I mean, when some feast will be going on, some people will be drawing. They want to draw the shirt. Where did he buy that shirt? Oh, I like that bag. Please don't let loss take you away from your destiny. There's another person I want us to. We are talking about the birth in our life, the weakness, that area of your life that you are vulnerable. We are talking about loss. Now, yours may not be loss. Yours may be anger. Yours may not be anger, maybe shoplifting. It's not that you don't have the money, but you just like to pocket one candy when you go to store. I mean, I see some celebrity. There was one lady of recent, they caught. It's one of these Hollywood ladies. It's not that she doesn't have the money. I mean, how can he steal a makeup stick? Is this so? That's the thing that the camera caught. I don't think that thing is up to $5. And he has the money. Yours may be anger, may be gossip. It may be hitting. Some people can hit their life away. There's not. When it comes to food, they will be shaking. May God deliver us in Jesus' name. I want us to look at another man, Moses. Oh, Moses, God told Miriam and Aaron. He said to other prophets, I speak to them in dream and vision. But to Moses, he said, it's mouth to mouth. But still, because of anger, Moses did not get to promised land. Moses was born specifically to liberate, to be the liberator, to be the one that will lead the Israelites out of bondage to the promised land. You know the story, was born. Let's look, go back to Exodus. If you start from Exodus chapter 1, we are told there, verse 8, there that there's an error that came that did not remember Joseph ending again. He said, who is Joseph? I don't even know Joseph. So the guy just was so mean to Israelite. He said the tax master should do everything to get rid of them. That if these people continue, the way they are multiplying, I think Israelite, they are fast. He said the way they are multiplying, they will soon join enemy to fight us. So what he did in verse 15 of that Bible passage, he told those people that are, what do they call them? Those people delivering the babies. The midwives. That the moment you deliver, if you see the male child, please kill them. So thank God these people did not do it. But when you get to verse 22 there, he told them that whether they kill them or not, anywhere you see a male child, throw them into the river Nile. That guy is mean. Unfortunately, that was the period Moses was born. If you look at Exodus chapter 2, Moses was born. The mother kept him for 3 months. After 3 months, the mother said, okay, let's put our hope on God. They put this boy in the basket and put it by the water. They said, Pharaoh's daughter came, arrangement of God, and adopted Moses. Moses grew up in Pharaoh's palace. One day, Moses was going out. Verse 11 there. He went out, he saw an Egyptian, an Hebrew guy, fighting. The Bible said, look at the left, look at the right, and killed it. He's not even separating the fight. He killed the man and buried him. Verse 14, the following day, he went out again and he saw two Hebrew guys fighting, and he tried to separate them, and they said, "Oh boy, who has sent you to be the judge over us? You want to kill me the way you killed the Egyptian?" And the guy was afraid. He said, "Oh, you Pharaoh got to know." Verse 15, there the Bible said Pharaoh got to know and wanted to kill Moses. So Moses ran away. It wasn't the design of God for Moses to run, but anger make him to. For 40 years, Moses was not operating on his destiny. The somebody that's supposed to be the leader, to lead the people out of bondage, was far in Midian. What was he doing? He became what? A nomadic person, taking care of the flocks of the in-law. That was not the God design. I don't know what the weakness in your life has brought to your life. Moses was there for 40 years. I mean, it took God intervention for Moses to be retracted because he was already derailed completely. And you see, he seems to be a successful person. Many of us will be thinking you are succeeding, but you may be operating in a wrong destiny. Moses thought, because he married, he has a kid, and also he's getting some stuff. Some people may be managing. Things may be like that, but you may not be operating your own destiny. You want to pray tonight that, "Father, let me operate in my own destiny." Now, it took God, everything in him, to put Moses back on track. God has to make sure that there was a fire burning and the grass was not consuming. That's what got the attention. If God called him, maybe he wouldn't have answered. But God tried to get his attention. And when he got there, God told him at Exodus verse 3, that the reason I created you is to liberate the Israelite. That's my own word. But what God told him, verse 10 there, that I've heard the cry of my people, and I've come to rescue them. So you will now go to Pharaoh. If you look at that Bible passage from verse 10 to Exodus chapter 4, verse 17, Moses tried everything not to go back to his own destiny. God showed him everything. He said, "Who will I say that sent me?" He said, tell your people that I am that I am. The God of their father has sent you. After that one, he said, "I don't think I can go." God showed him. I said, "What is your problem? What is in your hand?" He said, "Rod." God said, "Throw it down." It became snake. He said, "When you get there, perform that miracle. They will believe you." God said, "You should put his hand by the armpit and bring it." He brought the hand out. It became leprous. He said, "When you show them that one, they will definitely accept you." That one was not come. He said, "If they did not accept this too, go to River Nile, get water, and pour the water down." He said, "The water will become blood." He said, "These three things will be enough to convince the Israelites. They will listen to you." He said, "No, I'm not going." God said, "What is the problem with this boy?" He said, "You know, sir, that I don't even know how to speak." God said, "Who created the mouth? That I'm the one. What about your brother Aaron? I know Aaron can speak. And he's even coming to meet you." He told God, "Send somebody else." I don't know how many of us that God is trying to retract back to your destiny, that we are hanging with God. Moses tried. If not that God loved Moses, he's a person that you should abandon. I mean, put yourself in the position of God. You're trying to help somebody to do what is right, and you say no. Moses tried everything to get out of his destiny. But God hold his hand and make sure he came back to destiny. But still, the devil did not leave Moses. We are going to be praying about Moses later. So I will leave it there, because you see, even after Moses came back to his destiny, the devil did not leave Moses alone. With everything Moses did, with all the suffering, all the insult, God said, "You will not enter the promised land." Our prayer point is going to circle around that place. So we are coming back to that place. And I want you to start to think, is anything in your life, is your destiny being derailed? Is anything holding you back? You want to pray against them today. So let's leave individual alone. I want us to look at the parent. See, God has given us authority over our children. And we parents are trying. We try to reshape their destiny. The moment they are born, we nourish them. We send them to school. We give them moral support. Give them, teach them how to be responsible. Although there are some people that are not teaching their children. And we are going to talk about the parent. You know the story of one man called Jabez, right? In the Bible, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 to 10. The mothers called that man Jabez because he said he born in out of pain. And anywhere Jabez go, Jabez was causing pain to people. It took Jabez to do self-deliverance on himself and say, Father, please bless me indeed. Let your hand be upon me. Let me not cause pain on people again. Today, some of us, that's one of our prayer points we are going to pray. You want God to deliver, you have to do self-deliverance today, that God will lay his hand upon you. And you know, when God lay his hand upon you, if you look at what happened, when God put his hand upon Elijah, the Bible said it outrun the chariot of Ahab. You will get to destination before them. There will be accelerated promotion. Oh, all the lost ground you will recover. That's going to be your portion. Just, I want you to prepare to pray tonight. So Jabez, the parent of Jabez, caused Jabez trouble. If not that Jabez prayed, you have died a poor man. You have died somebody that is giving pain to others. But that wasn't his destiny. The Bible says he is more honorable. That is his destiny. That's what you want to pray, that God will make you a person of honor. In the name of Jesus. So Jabez was more honorable. You know the story of Rachel also. Rachel in Genesis 35. Rachel was about to deliver the last born, which is the Benjamin. But when the woman was laboring, they said the labor was so hard, and as it was passing out, he said the boy would be called Benoni. Benoni means child of trouble. But the father was very conscious. The father immediately changed the name to Benjamin, to mean son of my right hand. Benoni would have been the name, and wherever that boy would have been causing people trouble. Let's see some people also. There's another person in the Bible that failed woefully as a parent. His name is Eli. You know that story? 1 Samuel chapter 2. Eli has two sons, Ophni and Phinehas. Eli refused to give them good training. So many of us in America say you should not train your child. I pray your story will not be like that of Eli. Eli refused to train this child, and these children, they misbehave anyhow. They slept with those people that come to the house of worship. Any offering that they sacrifice, they will go there, that they want the flesh, not when they boil it. That's what they want. And if you don't give us, we take it by force. You can open to 2 Samuel to see the story there. If you look at verse 22, let's start from 18. No, let's start from 16. Okay, I'm sorry. We start from 12 to see their trouble. Eli's wicked sons. Eli's son was Condra. They had no regard for the Lord. Now it was a practice. You can read it too. I don't want to waste much of our time in reading this. But what do you see the terrible thing they are doing there? They said they did not have regard for God. Not that their father did not hear about it. When you get to verse 22 of 2 Samuel chapter 2, the father actually heard about it, but he did a lip service, that what you are doing is not good. If you don't honor God, you'll be in trouble. And that's all. But God was so mad. When you look at starting from verse 27 to 30, God bring to memory and let Eli know the reason why he created Eli's descendant. He said, from Egypt, I've already selected you guys to be a priest, that all my offering will be given unto you. You should not do any other work. That was their destiny. But God was so mad. When you look from verse 31 downward, that's the judgment there. God said, though it's true that I said, your family will continue to be the priest, but let it be far from me. That now I will only honor those that honor me, and those that did not honor me, he said, he will just take them away. He promised Eli, he said, there will be joy in Israel, but in your own house, you will not taste joy. God makes sure that he said, in your place, so none of your people will live to become an old person. God makes sure that nobody in the descendant of Eli will grow to their own, they will die at the prime age just because of parental failure. I want you to check how many of us today are really training our children. Because we say, they will call 911. Let them call 911 and they go with them. Change your name to Jackson or anything you want to be. I'm sorry if anybody bearing Jackson, I'm not mean to. But you can become Mr. Wood, you can become anything. They will take you away and I don't want to see you again. But Eli refused to do that. And because of that, Ophinehas and Phinehas, they died the same day. Eli also died that day. God makes sure that there will not be anybody in that family that will grow old. What a terrible thing. Of recent, I had a story here about when we are doing, conference. We are told that young adult teacher disciplined a 16-year-old girl. And the mother came. And the mother was raging. But the teacher just kept quiet. And after talking, abusing the teacher and everything, the teacher went to the pastor and explained what happened. He met this girl kissing a boy in church. And it's not just mere peck. They were really involved. And the student teacher caught them and punished them. And when the mother now came to pass. The mother did not go to pastor when he was abusing this young girl. Didn't go to. So after that, he now went to pastor, and pastor now called the woman. Said, sit down. Say, your daughter is only kissing now. That the next time you will hear is that it's pregnant. Say, what are you talking about, pastor? And the teacher student actually videos the act before he disciplined them. Now they now play. The woman started crying. And that's how many of us are behaving. We don't like anybody to train our child. If you don't even want to know, as long as your child that is crying, say, Junior, who did? Just show me. I pray you will not be like Eli in Jesus' name. Let us be careful. We should not fail as a parent so that we don't derail the destiny of our children and even the generation to come. So we just finish with the parents. I want us to look at where we come from. Many of us, as I've said, many people are suffering for what they don't know about. You know the story of Jericho. When Jericho finally fell, Joshua did something that was bad. Joshua cursed that city. He just make some pronouncement. Joshua chapter 6 there. He makes some pronouncement and said, anyone that will build this wall back, he said, we lay the foundation with his firstborn and we hang the gate with his lastborn. And God back it up. And when you get to 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 34, there was a man called Hiel. He was the one that tried to rebuild the gate. As he was laying the foundation of the gate, his first son died. And when he was hanging the gate, the youngest also died. See, those two people, that was not their destiny. But that place was cursed. I don't know whether where you are living is cursed. I don't know whether your family is cursed. I don't know whether your town is cursed. These people, they received judgment, but it's not, they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't even know when this thing happened. But these two people died. That man was in pain. He lost two children just because he wanted to rebuild her. So I want us to pray tonight concerning our root. You know, the moment the curse went down, there's some people, some demon we call the root workers, the supervising demons that want to make sure what I've been pronounced is going to go to come to pass. They watch it. And the moment you misbehave, they're always there. The root workers are always there. Want to pray against every root worker. There's no root worker that the blood of Jesus Christ cannot take out. So the blood of Jesus Christ is going to destroy every root worker operating in your life in Jesus' name. If you see that place was, the Bible recorded that Jericho was good, but the water was bad. You may be living in a fine environment, but it's a cursed place. Until Prophet Elisha has to go to the source of the water and put salt and pronounce that from today this water is healed. That's when things started to work for them. I don't know where you are from, but God is going to go to the source of your trouble today. He's going to go to the root of your trouble, and he will apply salt. What is the function of salt? Salt do what? He purifies. He sterilizes. Salt preserve. That God is going to preserve you. Every satanic germ operating in your life, they are going to dry up. Have you ever seen where you put salt on a meat and a fly want to? They cannot. No germ can. If God puts salt in your life, God will season you. That anywhere you go, people will like to relate with you. All the dryness in your life is over. Tonight, as I've said, it's not a long sermon. I want you to be on your feet. I want you to start to appreciate God. One thing I want you to do first, you see, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, the Bible says, if my people that are called by my name, they will humble themselves and repent and seek my face and turn away from their wicked way. He said, then will I do what? Hear from heaven. He said, I will hear their land. Verse 15, he said, my eyes will be open and my ear will be attentive to their cry. I want you to x-ray your life this hour. I want you to start to ask for forgiveness. Everything you've done, in any way you've relegated God to background, in any way you've not done what he asked you to do, ask for mercy. Let's ask for mercy. He said, if my people, is talking about us, that if we can ask, turn away from our wicked way. The Bible says, it's the one that covereth his sin that will not prosper. But the one that confess and forsake, they shall receive mercy. Let's ask for mercy this hour. Father, ask for mercy, O Lord. In any way I've wronged you, in any way my family have wronged you, in any way we've done things abominable, things that is not expected of us, that we ask for mercy tonight. Mercy, mercy, mercy. The Bible says you are plenteous in mercy. Daddy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon my home. Have mercy upon my children. Daddy, you say, as east is far from the west. You say, so far, if you remove our transgression from us, Jesus, please cleanse me. Take away all my transgression. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. Every sin. Oh, Lord, Daddy, let it be forgiven. Daddy, let it be forgiven. Jesus, have mercy on me, oh, Lord. Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy tonight. Daddy, ask for mercy. all the sin that I've committed, sin that my parents have committed, Daddy, have mercy. That is you that said is the person that hit the grave that his teeth must edge. Daddy, I refuse to carry another person's load. Daddy, I refuse. Every generational problem today, let it be over. Daddy, I refuse to carry another person's load. Oh, the sovereign, I don't know about it. Let it be over tonight. 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 Father, let it be over in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I want us to go back to Moses. That is our center of prayer. You see, Moses, God created him to be a deliverer. And God backed him up with everything that is needed. But still didn't make it. I want you to pray. I don't know whether you are on the right track presently. Whether you are operating in your destiny. Why don't you ask God, do not allow my destiny to be truncated. Father, please do not. Do not permit it. Daddy, do not permit. Peradventure, I'm not operating at my destiny. Father, retract me back, Daddy. Daddy, realign me to my destiny. This hour, realign me. Daddy, realign me, realign me, realign me, realign me. Don't let my destiny be truncated. Father, please do not, do not, do not, do not, do not, do not allow my destiny to be truncated. Father, do not permit it. Do not permit it, Daddy. Jehovah, peradventure, I'm operating in the wrong track, Daddy. Daddy, put me back to the right track, Daddy. That I will fulfill destiny. I will fulfill destiny. I will fulfill destiny. Daddy, cause me to fulfill destiny. Jesus, cause me to fulfill destiny. Daddy, cause me to fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. You want to pray against anything in your life that will truncate your destiny. Or in the life of Moses is anger. I don't know that thing, that weakness in your life. Ask for grace now. Ask for grace. Ask for grace. Ask for grace. Daddy, every weakness in me, Lord, that will derail my destiny. Let your grace take over. Let your grace take over, Daddy. Let your grace take over, Daddy. Let your grace take over, Daddy. Daddy, whatsoever in my life that will derail my destiny, that will not allow me to make it. Father, uproot now. 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 Anything in me that, all the weakness in me that will derail my destiny, that will not allow me, oh Lord, to operate in my destiny. Father, Jehovah, uproot it now. Uproot it now, Daddy. Release your grace upon me, oh Lord. Daddy, the type of grace that you place upon Paul, you told Paul that your grace is sufficient. Let your grace be sufficient for me, O Lord. Daddy, we thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. You see, Moses is an intercessor. Any little thing, he will go to God. And he will intercede that, oh, please have mercy on your children. But Moses make one mistake and God refused to. I want to pray any sin I will commit that you will not forgive. Daddy, don't let me do it, Daddy. Baba, please, anything I will do that you will not be able to forgive me. Daddy, please, don't let me do it, Daddy. Don't let me do it, Daddy. Be my intercessor. Daddy, intercede for me, O Lord. Intercede for me, Jesus. Intercede for me, O Lord. Intercede for my home. Intercede for my family. Anything I will commit that you will not be able to forgive me. Daddy, don't let me commit it. Don't let me do it, Daddy. Don't permit me, O Lord. Daddy, don't permit me. Don't let me sin against you, O Lord. Daddy, help me. Daddy, help me, O Lord. Daddy, help me, O Lord. Daddy, sin that I will commit that you will not be able to forgive. Daddy, have mercy. Have mercy, Daddy. Have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Jesus, have mercy. Daddy, have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Do not permit me to commit that sin. Father, we bless your name, O Lord. Daddy, we thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. You know, Moses labor and labor in vain. He's supposed to be the one that will lead them to promised land. And he have his own path. But God said, you will not get there. You want to pray, Father, don't let me labor in vain. Jesus, don't let me labor in vain. The reward that is due me, don't let it be taken away. Daddy, don't deny me of my reward. Daddy, do not permit me to lose my reward. Daddy, you will not withhold my reward. You will not deny me my reward. Daddy, the reward of my labor, don't let it be given to another person. Don't let me labor for other person to eat, Daddy. Oh, Moses labor and there's nothing to show for it. Daddy Jehovah, help me. Help me, oh Lord. Help me. Don't let me labor in vain. Don't let me labor in vain. Don't let me be labor. Oh, don't let me labor in vain. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Daddy, we thank you. Daddy, we appreciate you, oh Lord. Father, don't let me labor in vain. Don't let me labor in vain. Don't let me labor in vain. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. You know, one thing about, I pity Moses. No, Moses committed the sin at Numbers 20. And Moses died at Deuteronomy 34. Every work that he did from Exodus to Numbers 20 was forgone. Then after God said he will not enter, God did not kill him like the way he killed Aaron. And God allowed him to continue to labor. But all the labor was in vain. Why don't you ask God, Papa, don't let me labor in vain. Daddy, do not allow my family to labor in vain. Daddy Jehovah, the story of Moses, I don't want my story to be like that. Don't let me labor in vain, Daddy. Lord, don't let me labor in vain. Don't let me labor in vain, Jehovah. Don't let me labor in vain, Father. Daddy, don't let me labor in vain. Don't let me labor in vain. Daddy, don't let me labor in vain. Don't let my family labor in vain, Daddy. Daddy, we thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. No, the painful thing about it is that at Pisgah, God asked him to climb the mountain. He said, look, that is the promised land. Look at it. But you will not enter. I want you to pray. Trouble at the edge of success. Seeing my blessing, unable to actualize it. Daddy, Jehovah, please have mercy today. Daddy, every trouble at the edge of my success, let it be removed, Baba. Trouble at the edge of my success, let it be removed, Daddy. Let it be removed, Daddy. Oh, seeing my blessing, unable to actualize it. Let it be far from me, oh Lord. Daddy, trouble at the edge of my success, let it be gone, Daddy. Let it be gone, oh. Remove trouble at the edge of my success. Trouble at the edge of my success. Trouble at the edge of my success. Daddy, remove now. Remove, remove, remove. Daddy, remove trouble at the edge of my success, oh Lord. Daddy, oh Lord. Remove trouble at the edge of my success. Daddy, oh Lord. Daddy, Jehovah. Don't let my blessing become a mirage, oh Lord. Daddy, help me in the name of Jesus. See my blessing unable to actualize it. Let it not be my portion. Oh, every trouble at the edge of my success. Daddy, remove in the name of Jesus. Daddy, remove it. Remove it. Remove it, Daddy. Remove trouble at the edge of my success. Daddy, remove trouble at the edge of my success. Father, do it, oh Lord. Daddy, we worship, oh Lord. Daddy, thank you. Thank you, oh Lord. Why don't you pray that you will possess your possession? Father, cause me to possess my possession, Daddy. Cause me to possess my possession, Jesus. I will possess my possession. 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 I will possess my possession in the name of Jesus. Daddy, I will possess my possession. I will possess my possession. Oh, I will not miss my miracle. I will not miss my blessing. I will not miss my miracle. I will possess my possession in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Oh, we are praying now from 2 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. I want you to ask God to lay his hand on you. That God bless me indeed. The remaining few days for this year to end is more than enough for you to turn things around for me. Daddy, bless me indeed, Daddy. Bless me indeed, Daddy. Bless me indeed, Jehovah. Bless me indeed, Daddy. Bless me indeed, Daddy. Bless me, Jehovah. It's only you that can do exceedingly above all what I can ask or imagine. Oh, blessing that beyond human understanding. Blessing that will outlive my generation.
Daddy, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. Daddy, turn me to a blessing. Daddy, turn me to a blessing. Daddy, bless me indeed, oh Lord. Daddy, bless me indeed. Daddy, bless me indeed. Daddy, we thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I want you to ask God to lay his hand upon you tonight. Because when God lay his hand upon you, you will outrun the enemy. You, everything that you've been struggling for, that God will give you speed to achieve them. You know, there's a man in Matthew 8:8. He came and he said, God, I know if you wish, you can make me whole. The Bible said Jesus touched him and leprosy disappeared completely. I want you to pray that God will lay his hand upon you, that every sickness, incurable disease in your body will dry up now. Father, lay your hand upon me, hand of progress, hand of advancement. Daddy, every delay in my life, let it be over. Father, lay your hand upon me, lay your hand upon my wife, upon my children. Lay your hand, Daddy, lay your hand upon me, Baba, lay your hand. Accelerate my promotion, Daddy. Accelerate my progress. Daddy, supersonic speed. Release upon me, oh Lord. Everything that I've lost in the past. Daddy, Jehovah, let me recover. Daddy, lay your hand upon me that every organ of my body that is diseased, you will heal them now. Heal them now. Let your healing hand be upon me, Daddy. Heal me now from head to toe. Heal me, oh Lord. From head to toe, Daddy, heal me. Heal me, Daddy. Every area of my life that is diseased, Daddy, heal now. Heal me in the name of Jesus. Daddy, heal me totally. Completely heal me, Daddy. Heal me permanently, oh Lord. Heal me in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we bless your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. The man prayed that, God, I don't want to cause people pain any longer. There are some people, when they get to their farm, they will just look at you, they will shake head. I want you to pray, Father, I will not be a source of sorrow. I will not be a source of sorrow to my family. I will not be a source of sorrow to my children. I will not cause my wife pain. I will not cause my children pain. Now my children, they will not cause me pain. My wife will not cause me sorrow. I will not cause them sorrow. Daddy, I will not be a source of sorrow. I will not be a source of pain. I will not be a source of sorrow to my wife. I will not be a source of sorrow to my mom. I will not be a source of sorrow to my children. Daddy, I will not, by the power that is in the name of Jesus, I will not be a source of sorrow. Daddy, my children will not be a source of sorrow. My wife will not be a source of sorrow unto me. Daddy, I will not be a source of sorrow. Daddy, don't let me be a source of sorrow. Don't let me be a source of pain. Don't let me be a source of pain, Daddy. Don't let me cause people trouble. Daddy, Jehovah, don't let my life cause trouble for people, Lord. Daddy, don't let me be a source of sorrow too. Daddy, don't let me be a source of pain. Daddy, don't let my life cause pain, oh Lord. Daddy, we bless your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And finally, the Bible said Jabez was more honorable. Why don't you ask God to wear you a garment of honor today? Daddy, make me and wear me garment of honor, Daddy. Oh, let me be celebrated, Daddy. Let me be the look for, Daddy. Make me a person of honor. Daddy, garment of honor from today. Garment of honor, Daddy. Wear me with garment of honor. Garment of honor. Garment of honor. Daddy, make me an honorable person, Daddy. Jesus, wear me garment of honor. From today, I am celebrated. Ah, Daddy, from this hour, people will start to celebrate me. Oh, you will showcase me. You will advertise me, Baba. Daddy, make me a person of honor. Make me a look after. Advertise me yourself. Advertise me yourself. Make me an honorable person. Daddy, make me an honorable person. Daddy, give me honor. Daddy, give me honor yourself. By your power, by your blood, give me honor. Daddy, give me honor. Daddy, we thank you. Oh, blessed be your name. Daddy, we just honor you. Blessed be your name. Daddy, we worship you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Brother, I want us to appreciate God. Let's start to worship Him. Let's give Him glory. Let's give Him honor. Let's say, Father, we thank You. We appreciate You. We honor You. Jesus, we honor You. We appreciate You. Thank You. Oh, blessed be Your name. Blessed be Your name. Blessed be Your name. Blessed be Your name, Daddy. Blessed be Your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I want us to have our seat. We will go to Holy Communion straight.